This daf really takes us to Bava Kama discussions, which is where we began yesterday. We began these discussions yesterday, I should say. The law in Bava Kama is that basically Bava Kama deals with damages, and one of the things that we saw was that when damaging, if someone chooses to pay cash, that's great. If he doesn't pay cash, if he wants to pay with land, so the Torah says, "Meitav karmo, umeitav sadehu yishalem." He should pay with the best of his vineyard and with the best of his field. So the Mishnah said that if somebody gets damaged, the payment is with the best type of field. There are three types of fields. There is idius, beinonis, and ziburis. And as Rashi points out, a person would rather have a small little field of idius than a larger field of ziburis, even though they both go for the same price. A small little field of idius goes for, let's say, $100, and a large field of ziburis goes for $100, but you'd still rather have idius fields. It's the best field. It works the best. It grows things the best way. So the Mishnah said that they had instituted, again, it was part of many laws that we've been learning about that were instituted to fix the world. A law instituted to fix the world was also that in damages, the damager should pay with the best field. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? It was an institute, you know, to try to prevent damagers and say, listen, you know, if you damage, you're going to pay with your best field. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says you pay with the best field. So the Gemara answered, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with our Mishnah is the view, Amar Abaye. Abaye said our Mishnah is the view of Rabbi Yishmael. In other words, according to Rabbi Yishmael, if my animal damages you or your property, so then when the Torah says, I need to pay with the best field, Rabbi Yishmael understood that to mean the best field in your definitions of best fields. In other words, the damaged person, the nizak, the one who got hurt, if he has a certain field that for him is the best, and what relative to what he owns, this is the best of what he owns. So the damager needs to pay with the field equal to that level. Now it may be that for the damager, that field is actually his lowest level field. He has better fields. So he doesn't matter. He still pays with what is idis, what is ideal for the one who got damaged, relative to what he owns. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That was the din d'oraisa. Chiddush of the Mishnah was that no, that based on the takana that we want to discourage people from allowing their animals to damage, and we want them to pay a more punishing payment, he has to pay not just with the field that's equal to the best of the guy that he damaged, it has to be equal to his best. It has to be from his best fields. And that's Mitshum Tikuna Olam. That's what the Gemara had said. So that's really where we're up to. Let's begin again on Memtes Amud Aleph. Second line, Reb Yishmael Savar. Reb Yishmael's of the opinion, Bidin Nizik Shaiminan, that the biblical law of paying Meitav, of paying the best field, really means the best field of the damaged, the best field of the one who got hurt relative to his best fields. However, Rabbi Akiva Sava, Rabbi Akiva holds by the Mazik Shaimina. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that the biblical law of Idis, the biblical law of paying the best field, means the best field of the damager. Says the Gemara, my time at Rabbi Yishmael. What was the reasoning of Rabbi Yishmael? Where did he get the idea that when the Torah says, Meitav Sadehu, the best of his field, he should pay, it means the best of his field, his meaning the guy who got damaged. Best of the guy who got damaged field, the damager should be paying. Why would he say that? So the answer is like this. It's a gzeira shava. Nemra sadeh lemata. The Torah speaks about field in terms of payment. Nemar sadeh lemala. And the Torah talks about field in regards to damage. For example, the Torah says, if a person has an animal, and the animal goes out, uvi'er bizdeacher, which means the animal will consume produce in the field that belongs to somebody else. So just like when it spoke about a sada, spoke about a field, of the damage, it means the field of the damaged person. The damage was caused in the damaged field. So just like over there, it was referring to the one who got damaged. So too when the Torah speaks about paying with a field. Metav sadehu. What is sadehu? Sadeh. What's the definition of sadeh? Based on the other definition of sadeh. The other definition of sadeh was sadeh de nizak, the sadeh of the one who got damaged. So to the payment is based on sadeh de nizak. Sada hamur lamata, so too when it says sada later on, namely in terms of payment, the currency of payment is denizak. So what about Rabbi Akiva? How does he know that biblically already it has to be meitav, the best field of the mazik, of the one who damages? So Rabbi Akiva savar, Rabbi Akiva says like this, look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, meitav sadehu yishalem, the best of his field he should pay. So one second, suddenly the word his means, when the word his in front of the word field means the guy damaged, it says he should pay. He should pay as the guy paying. He's the subject of the sentence. So, Meitav Sadeu Yishalem. It's saying the best of his field he should pay. Deheyach to come as Shalem. So it's obviously saying the best field of the guy who's paying is what he should pay. So it's Yishalem tells us that it's referring to the damager, the one who's paying, and not the best field of the one who got damaged. Okay. So the Gemara will tell you. So what about Rabbi Shmuel? What's he going to do with this pasuk? Meitav sadehu yishalem. Once the Torah says meitav sadehu yishalem, doesn't that imply that it's the damager who's paying, and he's paying with the best of his fields, with idis, with the best of his fields? So Rabbi Shmuel will tell you. Ahani gzeira shava v'ahani kra. We need both. We have, on the one hand, the gzeira shava, which tells us that the fields being discussed are the fields of the one who was damaged. And the other hand, we have a pasuk that we're talking about the damager. Gzeira shava l'kedamar. The gzeira shava says, we said that if we have a situation where the guy damaged, his best field is only worth as much as the worst field of the damager. The damager only pays with his worst field, because that's equal to the best field of the guy who got damaged. But ahani kra, what about the pasuk that says that you're valuing, you're reckoning the definition of best based on the damager? That is to tell you the following, di yisle lemazik idis vizi buris. If the damager has best fields and lowly fields, vizi buris today, but his lowly field, lo shava ki idis denizik, is not as good as the best of the damaged. So in other words, once his lowest is not equal to the best of the guy who got damaged, so he couldn't give his lowest, because if he's giving his lowest, it's not equal to idis, it's not equal to meitav, it's not equal to the best of the guy who got damaged fields. So one second, he has to go higher than Ziburis. Once he's going higher than Ziburis, he has to go to his idis, to his definition of best. The Mishalom Lemi Meitav, then he has to pay from his best. As Rashi points out, Ziburis Yidei Lo Shavi Kidis Tenizik, Ahani Kra. In that case, the Pasuk is saying, L'shalume Meidis Yidei. Then he has to pay from his, the damager's, best. He laughed, not for the Pasuk, Havamina would have thought, Lo Chivi Rachmana Tfebi Meitav Denizik. Hashem never requires him to pay anything better than the best of what Denizik has. V'lo rami dinei Denizik ha'idus demazik. And the law of the Nizik shouldn't reach all the way up to the best of the Mazik. V'lishkol mai demashkech gabei. He should only be able to take what he has. Kilo havalei idus, as if the Mazik doesn't have idus. So that's the chiddush, that if the Mazik has best and worst, and the damaged has best and worst, but the damaged's best is worth a little bit more than the mazik's worst, even though the mazik's best is worth much more than the nizik's best, the mazik has to pay with fields that are from his best, because once you're not using the idis of nizak, then you have to use the definition of idis of mazik. And that's what you need the pasuk for. Okay, going back to the Braisa. The Braisa said, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva said, Lo ba'akasov elaligvos l'nizakin min ha'idis. The Pasuk is just there. When it says, Meitav Sadehu, Meitav Karma Yishalim, it's to say that the payment has to be from the best field of the damager. V'kal v'chomer lehektish. If when you pay damages, you pay with a currency of fields, which is the best field, certainly the case is so with hektish. That was all in the Braisa that we learned yesterday. Ma'kal v'chomer lehektish. What does he mean when he says, certainly the case is the so for hektish? Ilem, if he's talking about damaging hektish, that a person who has an ox, his ox gored an ox, that someone else had given over to Hektish, that made it Kadosh. And you're saying that he has to pay with the best fields. What? Sure, he doesn't have to pay at all. Hashem talks about damages, he says, Shor Re'ehu, if my ox gores my friend's ox, Amar Achmana, v'lo Shor Shel Hektish. If the ox belongs to Hektish, it's not Re'ehu, it's not his friend, there's no payment at all. Ella, so what does Rabbi Akiva mean? Lo omer harei olai mana lebeda kabayis, that if a person said, I owe 100 coins to the temple trust, the Asi Gizbar, the person in charge of the temple comes, the shakul mi idis, he collects that debt that I owe to Hektesh with the best lands that I have. He takes my best piece of land, and $100 worth of my best piece of land is what he takes for Hektish. Why should that be so? Lo yehei ela baal chov. If I say I owe something to Hektish, so now I have a debt. So whenever you have a debt to baal chov, dino bebeninis, a baal chov, we said in the Mishnah, he pays with land that is of the middle level of quality. So why should, when he be a chov to Hektish, he have to pay with land that is of the highest level of quality? V'chitem, if you're going to say, Kasav Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva of the Braisa disagrees with the Mishnah, and he holds Baal Chov Shakul B'Idis K'Nizakin. He holds that a Baal Chov, a person collecting a debt, gets paid with land that is equal to the highest level, with land that is of the highest level quality, just like a damager has to pay with land that is of the highest level of quality. Ikla Mifrach, so we can challenge you. Malabal Chov, when you talk about a normal debt, makes sense that the normal debt should be collected with idias, according to Rabbi Akiva. Shekein Yafeh, Kocho Benizakin, because if it's not just a debt, let's say it would be a debt because of damage, Hashem said that Meitav Karmo Yishalim, that I collect the debts of damage from idias. However, when you talk about Hektesh, if there's damage to Hektesh, there's no collection. Because Shorei Uam Rachman, Hashem said you only pay when you damage a secular ox. You don't pay anything when you damage Hektesh. So if you don't pay anything when you damage Hektesh, so when Hektesh wants to collect a debt, it shouldn't be able to collect from Idias. It should only be able to collect from Beinonis. So Gemara said like this. La'olam, really, explaining the Braisa. Denag Chetura Didan Latura De Hektesh. Where a person who owns an ox, his ox gored an ox that belongs to Hektesh, which is Kadosh, Rabbi Akiva, and you said, but then there's no payment at all. What do you mean there's payment from Idias? There's no payment at all. It's not Shor Re'ehu. Rabbi Akiva Savla Kubishim Bemanasya. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with that presupposition. Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya. The Tanis we learned in a Braisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasya says, Shor Shel Hektesh, Shenagach, Lashor Shel Hedyot. If an ox of Hektesh gores an ox of a hedyot, patur, then there's no payment because Shor Re'ehu Rachmana, and Hektesh damages doesn't have to pay. However, v'shel hedyot shenagach l'shor shel Hektesh, if a secular ox gores an ox that belongs to Hektesh, bein tam uvein mu'ad, normally an ox that gores for the first time it only pays half the damage. Second time also half the damage. Third time half the damage, and then already it starts paying full damage. That's called a shor mu'ad, a habituated ox to cause damage. But however, if the ox is goring Hektesh, whether the ox doing the goring is tam or mu'ad, mishalim nezek shalem, it has to pay full damage according to Mishim Menasya. And so Re'ehu pays chatzi nezek, but if you gore a shor of Hektesh, you pay nezek shalem. So That's what Rabbi Akiva is saying. Ihachi, so the Gemara says, if that's what he's saying, Mimai to be idis de nizik kiziburis de mazik pligi. So why did you have to say that the argument between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael is about the question of a case when a guy, his animal gores, and he, the gorer, has land that's high quality, middle quality, low quality, but the guy who got damaged, his land is really not very good at all. So the guy who got damaged, even his highest quality is only equal to the lowest quality of the damager. And then you have an argument where Rabbi Akiva says he pays with the highest quality of the damager. And Rabbi Shmuel says since the lowest quality of the damager is equal to the highest quality of the damaged, therefore he can pay with the lowest quality of the damager. Why do you say that? That's the argument between them. Maybe when Rabbi Akiva says that you pay from Idis with the highest quality, he also means highest quality based on the levels of the damaged lands. Namely, the lowest level of the damager being equal to the highest level of the damaged is enough. And what's the argument? The whole argument is about this question of Hekdesh. Rabbi Yishmael doesn't hold that there's ever any payment to Hekdesh. And Rabbi Akiva holds that not only is there a payment to Hekdesh, but even a short time pays complete damages to Hekdesh. And that's what they're arguing about. So Dilma de Kuli Alma, maybe everybody agrees, but the Nizik Shaiminan, and they're only arguing about the question of Hekdesh. Rabbi Akiva Savarla, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh that if my animal gores an animal of Hekdesh, I have to pay full damages all the time. Rabbi Shmuel Savarla, Rabbanan. Rabbi Shmuel holds like the Rabbanan that if my animal gores an animal of Hekdesh, I don't have to pay anything. I don't have to pay anything. That's the argument. But in terms of Idis and Ziburis, they all agree. So Gemara says, Im Kain, if that's what you're saying, that there's no argument in the beginning. So my, why did it say in the Braisa, Lo Baha Kasuv, the Pasuk's only referring to the Mazik. What do you mean it's only referring to the Mazik? There's no disagreement between the two of them. Vote, and furthermore, if there's no argument, and Rabbi Akiva agrees to the same leniency that Rabbi Yishmael holds of, that in the case when the damager's lowest field is equal to the highest field of the damaged, he can pay with his lowest field. So what does Rabbi Akiva mean when he says, Kal v'chomer lehektish? So if this is the case with secular matter, certainly this is the case with hektish. What do you mean? Hektish has nothing to do. There's nothing different here. On the contrary, right? He's not saying if we're strict in regards to damages, we should be strict in regards to Hekdesh. Because he holds like Rabbi Yishmael that we're not strict in regards to damages. Vote, and furthermore, Hamar Rav Ashi said, now turning to Daf, Mem Tesamid Beis, Tanya Behedya, there is a Braisa explicitly. The Torah says, Meitav Sadehu, Umeitav Karmo, Yishalem, he should pay the best of his field, he should pay the best of his vineyard. Says the Braisa, mate of Sadeu, shel nizak, the best of his fields, meaning based on the definitions that we get by looking at the fields that the guy who was damaged owns. Umate of Karmo, the best of his vineyard, shel nizak. We define what is the definition of best vineyard based on the fields that the guy who was damaged owns. Divri Rabbi Yishmael, that's the view of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva says, Meitav Sadehu Shel Mazik. The best of the fields means the best field of the damager. Umeitav Karmo. And the best of the vineyard means Shel Mazik of the damager. So you can't claim that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael don't argue. It's clearly in this Braisa. They do argue. And okay, so they do argue. Yeah.
How we are posking if we have Mikra or Zera Shava? What are we going? If that's any definition, we'll go with Mikra or we'll go with Zera Shava? For each cash by itself.
We'd have to look at each case, but you know, there's reason to think of Zera Shava is better because it's a tradition.
Shava better? Because you have a Mikra.
Right, but it's a tradition. It goes back to Sinai. Right, it goes back to Lachal Moshe Misinai. It's very powerful. Yeah, it's true. Okay, so the whole discussion began because the Mishnah said that we're dealing with all sorts of laws that were instituted to help people out. And one of the laws that the sages made for a public policy purpose was that they said, if there's damage, you pay with the best fields. So the Mishnah, that's not public policy. That's not a rabbinic enactment. That's a biblical law. That's a pasuk. Pasuk says, Metav Sadehu, Metav Kamer Yishalim, the best of his field and the best of his vineyard he should pay. It's not a din d'rabbanan. So the Gemara went through this whole discussion that maybe it is a din d'rabbanan. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, many times you, the damager, wouldn't have to pay with your best field, because if the damaged doesn't have good quality fields, so the best of his is already good enough, and as long as you give a field equal to the best of his, that would be fine. That would be the din d'oraisa. The Rabbanan has to be Masakein. Mid Rabbanan pay with Meitav of the Mazik. Like what Rabbi Akiva holds mid d'oraisa.
Are there any exceptions for poor and wealthy?
Yeah.
Let's say if the one who has to pay the damages, he only has his last land that he's holding on to for his life. He has absolutely nothing else. Is there a law, any kind of exceptions of Rahman, or that's it? The law is the law.
Damage has to pay. No. See, in halacha,
with all the laws of
halacha really doesn't have things like bankruptcy.
Correct.
I mean, you have Shemitah that forgives a loan, but otherwise.
I'm not talking about bank. I'm just talking about pure compassion. Doesn't play in the game. And is that damages with all damages?
Yeah.
Not just irrelevant?
Yeah.
But usually that Torah going more with the Ani, because that's what Hashem telling us. And here, because
no,
he's
that
Ani,
says you shouldn't have different.
No. Like here is the Ani that gave the loan to the Ashir, and the Ashir giving him from the Adama Ziburit, because he's Ani, because he doesn't have a quality land.
Okay.
He will give him nothing.
That's a contribution. Ravina Amar, Ravina said, La'ola Mastisan Rabbi Akiva, he. Really, the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva. So we asked, and why is the Mishnah saying, you know, to help prevent damages, that's why there was a legislation that when you damage, you've got to pay with the best fields, so that it would be discouraging you from allowing your animals to go out and damage. What do you mean? It's d'oraisa, it's biblical. We don't have reasons for biblical laws. B'damazik shayminan. It's Rabbi Akiva that it's biblically obligated for the damager to give his best field. Why did the Mishnah give a reason? This Mishnah is following the view of Rabbi Akiva's student, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This is Rabbi Shimon. He did darish taima dekra. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai would expound on the reasons of a pasuk. He would say the law is the following for the following reason, and that reason also creates halachos. And therefore it's saying like this, umatam kam, are the Mishnah saying, what is the reason? Matam, what's the reason why Hashem said, hanizak in shamalahem be'ivyis, that damagers pay with the best fields, mipnei tikkun ha'olam, because Hashem wants to prevent people from going out and allowing their animals to cause damage. So Hashem said, if you allow your animal to cause damage, you're going to lose your best fields. D'tanya, this is the way we learned it in the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Shimon said, mipnei ma'amru hanizak in shamalahem be'ivyis. Why did they say that the damager have to pay with the best fields, with the currency of the best fields, because of thieves and because of people who violate losachmod is somebody who wants somebody else's object and he puts pressure on the other guy to sell it to him and he eventually gives him money for it, but it all was a lot of, you know, pushing it from that other guy. So Kadeshi Omar Adam, that a person should say, Lamani Goza, why should I steal from somebody? Lamani Chomes, why should I forcibly take his property and then leave him with money? Lamachar, if I do this, tomorrow, Bezdin Yardin Nochasai, Bezdin's gonna come to my field, Venotan Sadan Nashali, they're gonna take my best field. The Somchan Amasha Kosabat Torah, and they're gonna say it's based on the Pasuk, Meitav Sadeu, Meitav Karma Yishalem. And because a person doesn't want to lose his best field, therefore he's not gonna go and steal or commit the crime of being a Chamsan. Leficha Chamru, that's what the sages said. Hanizak, it's not the sages, it's really a Pasuk. That's why Hashem said, Hanizak and Shamalahem be idiots. And then Rabbi Shimon went further. Why did they say that a balchov, that a debtor, pays with land that's equal to the middle level? So we don't want a situation where somebody sees that his friend has a beautiful field, best field, or dira na, or beautiful home. The omer, he says, you know what? Ekfots v'alvenu. I'm going to jump in. I'm going to give him a loan, so that he won't be able to pay the loan. Kadesh ekvenu b'chovi. And then I'm going to take away his field. I'm going to take away his nice house. That's what they said. You know what? You're not going to get the best house. If somebody owes a loan, he only will lose land. It's the middle level of land, not the best level of land that he has. If that's the case, we want to discourage people from predatory lending. So you hey busy buris. So let the Baal Chov only have to pay the lowest level of land that he has, the garbage stuff. If so, then people are not going to lend. And we always want the markets to be open with loans to be available. Because as we just said, we do look out for the poor. And the poor are the ones who need the credit the most. They're the ones who need loans because they don't have enough money to pay with, you know, just with their income for everything. So we always want to help poor people out and make sure that there are lots of loans available for the poor. Ksuba sisha biziburis. The Mishnah said that a woman's ksuba, ksubas isha, the payment of a woman's ksuba is done with land that's the lowest level, garbage level land. Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Meir says it's done with the middle level land. Amr Rabbi Shimon said, amru ksubas isha b'ziburis. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that ksubas isha is with ziburis? After all, she's a debtor, right? She has a ksuba that's a debt to her. So let her be like any other Baal Chov who collects with middle levels. The answer is like this: Shiyoter mimasha ish rotzelisa isha rotzelinase. More than a man wants to marry a woman wants to get married to a man. So since she has a greater interest in being married than he has an interest in being married to her, therefore she's at a disadvantage. Davar acher, another explanation: isha yotzelurtzona v'shalolurtzona. A woman gets divorced whether she wants to or not. Whether she wants the get or not, the get works. But a husband, he only divorces if he wants a divorce. What do you mean there's another reason? If you're going to say, the same way when he pushes her out. The sages said she gets a ksuba from him. Let's say she pushes him out. Then he should be able to sue for, what do they call it? Palimony. That he can sue that she should give him money. Ah, Tashma, the answer is why he can't sue her to get money from her, because Isha Yotza Lurtzona V'Shalo Lurtzona. A woman gets pushed out whether she wants to or not. Whereas Ha'ish, a man, what do you mean, he's going to claim he gets money from her? He doesn't have to divorce her. Hey, no motzi, Ela Lurtzona, he only divorces her if he wants to. If he didn't want to divorce her and he wants to keep on to hold on to her money with her, Efshe D'mashi L'Begita, he could just delay giving the get. So since he would delay giving the get, he'd still have access to her finances. So therefore, in the case of divorce, he's not entitled to any reimbursement from her. Ksubas isha b'ziburis. The Mishnah said that the ksuba of a woman is paid with the ziburis land, with the lowest level of lands. Amar Mar Zutra b'red Rav Nachman. Mar Zutra said in the name of Rav Nachman, Lo amar nele miyasmi. That's true if the husband died and his children inherit his money, and now the woman is a widow and she's trying to collect her ksuba, she gets it from ziburis. But if it's not a case of death, it's a case of divorce, and she's trying to collect the ksuba from him, bebenonis, then she gets the ksuba from the middle level of lands. Miasmi, so the Gemara says, death would be ziburis, but if it's from him himself, it would be beinonis. So the Gemara now says, miasmi, if she's collecting a ksuba from orphans because the husband died, so my iri ksuba sisha, so why do you say just the ksuba has to be ziburis? Afilu kol mili nami, we know everything that you collect from orphans is only from ziburis. That's not because the Mishnah said, in ifroi minichsa yisom melamina ziburis. That any debt that orphans are paying off, they only pay off with a currency of land, which is ziburis, which is lowest level lands. Ella, so when the Mishnah says ksubas isha from ziburis is minei, must mean it is from him. So Gemara says, no. Leola mi asmi. Like Bar Zutra said, when the ksuba is from the orphans, then it's ziburis. Ah, you asked, everything from the orphans is ziburis. What's the chiddush that ksuba from the orphans is ziburis? Ksuba ishet strichalei, that the ksuba from ziburis is a chiddush. Salkadai v'chamin, I would have thought to say... Mishum china kilu rabbanan gaba. The way Tosfos explains, the rabbis want to help women out. And they know it's hard for women to find a husband because women want to get married more than men want to get married. So therefore, the rabbis want to make sure that women have some money. So that's why the rabbis instituted a ksuba in the first place. They wanted a woman to be a desirable catch, that she should have some money. So we might have thought that since we want to make her desirable, we should insist that she has to get beinonis, middle-level lands, not low-level lands. So that's what I would have thought. Kamash malan, that since she's getting the ksuba from the orphans, and any time you collect from orphans, we only make the orphans pay low-level land, even a woman, when we really want her to have money, we'll only make sure she has low-level land. Amar Rava, Rava said, Tashma, come in here, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, ksuba sisha beinonis. The ksuba of a woman is actually paid for with beinonis level lands. Now, Mimat, who did Rabbi Meir says? Who is Rabbi Meir saying is paying her beinonis? Elaim, if you're going to say, miasmi from the orphans. One second. Lesler, Rabbi Meir, had it not in Ephraim, Minichsi, Yisom, Elam, and Aziburis. Does Rabbi Meir not agree that whenever orphans pay, we only make them pay with low level lands? Elalav, what must it be, Mine? That it is from him. Okay, if the husband is paying, he pays beinonis. Michlal, that implies, the Rabbanan savri beziburis, that the Rabbanan disagree, and they say that the payment is from ziburis, from the lowest level lands. So the Gemara says, lo, that's not the case. Lo olam yasni. Really, we're talking about from collecting from the orphans. The shiny ksubas isha, and according to Rabbi Meir, the orphans pay beinonis mishum chinah, because we want to make her attractive. And according to the chachamim, the orphans still pay ziburis. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, "Tashma, come in here. We learned in our Mishnah, hanizak in shamalem beidyus, damagers they pay with the best land." Balchov, a guy who owes money, pays with beinonis middle level land. Ksubas isha, the ksuba of a woman, is beziburis with the lowest level land. Now, Mimat, who is paying the woman ziburis? Ilem miyasmi. If we're talking about orphans paying her, ma'iriya ksubas isha filu kolani nami. If an orphan is paying damages that his father caused, or the orphan is paying a debt that his father had incurred, he also pays ziburis. Elalav minay must be that we're talking about the person himself. The person himself who's paying damages or who's paying for a loan pays idis and beinonis. But if he himself is paying ksuba, he pays ziburis. Unlike what Mar Zutra said. So that's what the Gemara had thought. Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, no, we're not talking about the person himself paying the damages, nor are we talking about the case of the orphans paying the damages or debt or ksuba. We're talking about a third case. Hachab mayaskina kagon shenasa arev lenizke bino. We're talking about a situation where the father accepted upon himself to guarantee to pay whatever damages his son would cause, and his son died. So now he has to pay. Or he became a guarantor, lebal chov bino, to pay whatever debts his son would borrow. Or he became a guarantor to pay the ksuba that his son owes to his daughter-in-law, ksubas kalasa. And the son died. So in these cases, when we're talking about the guarantor, the person himself who was obligated died. And now we're talking about the guarantor, going to the guarantor. So, haiki dine vaiki dine. The guarantor pays like what that person would have had to pay. So, for the damages, he has to pay idius, the same way the damager would have had to pay idius. For the debt, he has to pay beinonis. But for the ksuba, he doesn't pay beinonis. He only pays ziburis. Why? Nizaknu balchov de mechayim gavu, damaging and a debt where the obligation really became extant during the life of the child. So ihunami, when the father now steps in for that child, ki magvi ki mechayim magvi, he has to pay like what would have had to have been paid during the life of the child, namely idyas and beinonis. Ksubas isha delachar misa gavya. Ksubas isha only takes effect after the husband dies. Ulachar misa miman gavya miyasmi. After the husband dies, who's the woman going to collect from? She's going to collect from the children, from orphans. Orphans only pay ziburis. So ihunami, so the father too, kimagvi, when they're taking from him, kilachar misa gavi, they're only taking a debt of ziburis. Okay, so we'll stop here. Amen. Amen.